Welcome to the CPQ Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to run one of the beefiest projects we do, configure, price, quote, or build a piece of one. And this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. CPQ is where a company's entire selling motion gets encoded into software. Every product, every price, every rule, every approval. Done right, a rep fills out a short form and a perfect quote falls out the other side. Done wrong, it's thousands of tangled rules that grind the whole system to a halt. Let's walk the four phases: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Here's the one thing to hold on to. The tool is never the first question. How complex the customer's pricing is decides everything. Whether they even need a CPQ at all, which tool we recommend, and how hard the build will be. Simple flat contracts with a yearly uplift? They might not need a CPQ. You can just build flows. But the moment you hit required products, percentage of total pricing, midterm amendments, or bundles that price across product families, you're in real CPQ territory, and the tool you pick has to actually support those rules. So we diagnose the pricing first, then we choose. Never the other way around. Blueprint is the whole game, and it's where you win or lose. Two moves. First, the tool decision, and we're opinionated here. If they already run Salesforce CPQ and it works, we keep it. It's frozen but supported. Don't rip it out. For net new with complex motions, DealHub is our most proven choice, as long as you accept its pricing restrictions. Simple and guided on a budget? HubSpot's native CPQ, usage heavy and Salesforce native? Look at Nuet. And know each tool's hard limit cold. RevOps.io can't do bundles. DealHub can't price across product families. Second move, discovery. The thing that always kills you is products. They are never scoped as tightly as they need to be. Nail down products, bundles, pricing rules, validations, approvals, billing frequency, payment terms, and co-terming, which is the single most complicated piece to implement, no matter the system. Build is handcrafted. There's no magic CLI that auto-builds a CPQ for you. Salesforce CPQ has the best API footprint, so you can get an agent meaningfully involved once you've loaded the official docs. DealHub, you import products from an Excel sheet and write step-by-step install instructions. Think IKEA. Whatever the tool, keep a repo of real examples, formulas, flows, and gotchas ripped from past builds, like DealHub treating one specific old date as its null value. And one rule with no exceptions, sandbox everything. A full sandbox for Salesforce CPQ, a full Salesforce sandbox plus DealHub's own sandbox for DealHub. Cut over when reps aren't in the system. Pricing fixes right away. Deep workflow and approval changes after hours. Enablement is where you buy back your own time. Keep a shared product sheet between you and the client as you build, so there are no surprises. Record looms for everything. Kavian shot around 100 of them for the media fly build. Then phase the access. Leadership test first, then one or two reps. Then the full team, catching missing products, rules, and pricing along the way. And build the visual. Pull the validations and product rules out of the CPQ into a clean, clickable tree, because clicking through a raw CPQ is miserable unless you're deeply technical. Then clone this repo into the customer's brain, so every rule and decision compounds into the next project on that account. CPQ generates more ad hoc work than almost anything we run. A new product, a change price, a new rep rule, a new approval, and it all ripples through. But here's the twist. If you enable well, the client starts maintaining it themselves. On MediaFly, they were building their own products and rules before we even handed off. Teach them enough to self-serve, and we go focus on higher leverage work. Revisit on events, a pricing, packaging, or motion change, and on trajectory. Get them ready for where they're heading, whether that's usage billing, ramp deals, or an eventual move onto Revenue Cloud. Last thing, don't over-engineer. The trap in CPQ is building thousands of rules when a dozen would do. Diagnose the pricing, pick the tool that fits it, build to one standard, and enable the team so well they barely need you. Open the agent's file, run the checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.